We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for Ask Greg, brought to you by 409 Tailgate Wine. Go to tailgatewine.com for some great gift ideas for that Penn State fan in your life. And the winner of Ask Greg, chosen by Mr. Greg Pickle, will get his or her very own bottle of 409 wine shipped to them. That's a pretty good deal, isn't it, Greg?
It sure is, Jim.
All right. You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Roll them through. Here we go. First off, since you've covered the team for many years, could you tell me the following? Has Penn State ever recruited at such a high level so consistently? And do these current teams have the most athletic and skilled rosters over our best teams of the past?
Yeah, I think I would say so, Jim. I mean, I think you look at the ceiling at which Penn State's recruiting at. We talk a lot about the blue chip ratio, which is a formula that our friend Bud Elliott at SB Nation came up with. That, I mean, the long and short of it is there's some more things that go into it, but the long and short of it is that the teams that have more 4- and 5-star recruits on their roster are more likely to make a national championship and or the playoff than the schools with more 3- and 4-star recruits. So Penn State's now a part of that select group of about 15 to 20 schools. And that's all during the James Franklin era. So, yeah, I mean, I think that obviously they have some work to do. There's no question about that. And development is always key. But the talent level of this roster just keeps going up and up and up and up. And, you know, the more Penn State's able to add to that, the better off they're going to be.
And I'm a firm believer in the blue chip ratio. And I know there'll always be someone who'll say, well, how about this 3-star who became a superstar and a 5-star who didn't? Tell you what, give me the 5 stars and I'll take on your team of 3 stars anytime. All right, let's move on to the next one. By the way, that was from Jason in Silver Spring, Maryland. Next up is from Tom in Denver, Colorado.
All right.
What do the commitments of Wingo and Jacobs at linebacker and the past success of linebacker recruiting, Parsons, Lakeda, Smith, Dixon, mean for the recruitment of Mikael Sherman and Antoine Sampa, I hope I'm saying that right, the 2 5-star linebackers that are in Penn State's recruiting territory for 2020?
Well, really good question. I mean, look, I consider that the more success you have at a position, the better off your recruiting is going to be. Why do you think Penn State's been able to pick off so many big-name running backs the last few years? Because of the success that Saquon Barkley has had. So, read me that question one more time, Jim. I just want to make sure I'm answering it right.
Well, he wants to know, bottom line is, they've already recruited 2 linebackers, 2 good linebackers. How will that affect the recruitment of Sherman and Sampa, who are 5-star guys in their territory?
I follow it now. Okay, yeah. I mean, look, Penn State can obviously play 3-4 linebackers. You know, it can move. It changes its defense up quite a bit. I don't think it'll hurt them when it comes to the continued recruitment of Sherman and Khalil Mullins and Sampa from Woodbridge, Virginia. I think they'll be just fine. These kids can see the depth chart. They obviously know that wherever they go, they're going to face competition. And Penn State continues to load up on talented linebackers. And that's what it's doing here.
I also think when you're a 5-star player, no matter the position, you think you're the best.
Right.
You don't mind the competition. You believe in yourself that you'll come in and that you'll play. All right. Let's see. Where should we go? All right. Here's a fun one. With the amount of players leaving the program, it appears they won't fill out their 85-man scholarship, and this is coming from Tim in Lewis Center, Ohio. What Tim wants to know is, who are the most likely current players that could be put on scholarship who are currently walk-ons?
Ooh, that's a good question. I mean, at this point, honestly, Jim, I don't know. I mean, we'll keep a close eye on C.J. Holmes, obviously, the former Notre Dame transfer that came into Penn State as a walk-on that could be put back on scholarship. Outside of him, though, you know, it's not real easy to say. I look at, you know, the typical positions that get that kind of treatment. You know, long snapper is one that obviously always comes to mind, and Penn State is going to be replacing its long snapper with Kyle Vasey moving on after he's just a fifth-year senior that's gone. So maybe him. You know, Michael Schuster is a backup quarterback. He probably works as the holder a little bit, and he's done a lot of stuff with scouting. You know, maybe he's on that list, but I don't know. It's hard to say. It's not like there's a, you know, like Jan Johnson was an obvious one. It's not like there's an obvious pick on this Penn State roster right now.
But just to clarify, because this question also often comes up also, if they give a walk-on a scholarship, they could do it just for the one season, correct?
Yes.
So this year, just say for a number, they have 80 scholarship players. They've got 5 scholarships to play with, and that won't hurt them the following year necessarily, correct, in their recruiting.
Yeah, correct.
So they could make it just for 1 year. All right. Here's next one is Michael from Hoboken.
All right.
Michael asks, for the kids that are entered in the portal, when do they need to register in school, and when do they get out onto the practice field?
Well, so if for some reason they left already, they could be on the practice field as soon as spring practice if they're already at the school of their choice. I don't know of anyone that is in that boat, though. So most of these guys will start either. So they'll graduate in the end of the spring semester, which, just using Penn State as the example, is in May. And then they can enroll at the new school of their choice. If their school has a May semester and they can make that work, they'll do that. Otherwise, I think you're looking at all these guys first spring semester, which, depending on where you're at, that either starts late May or very early in June.
I think one of the things to understand is, believe it or not, these guys are still students, so there's the academic concerns. And the other part of the portal is, if you are a grad transfer, you don't have to sit.
Right.
So if that means finishing the spring semester at Penn State to graduate, you're going to be at Penn State in the spring semester.
Right, exactly.
To make yourself eligible. All right, here's a fun one for you, Greg. This is from Brian in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
Hey, Greg, here's what we have. Sandy Barber, Dwight Gault, and James Franklin.
Okay.
You got to fire one, sign one to a one-year contract, and sign one to a 10-year contract.
Wow. Okay, read that. So who we're talking about, James Franklin, Sandy Barber, and
Dwight Gault.
And Dwight Gault.
You have to fire one, get a one-year contract to one, and a 10-year contract to one. This reminds you of another kind of game, but we won't go there.
Yeah, right. How about it? Wow. That is a great question. Look, Dwight Gault and James Franklin are married, so I have no choice but to keep those two and just get rid of Sandy. And I'm not saying that Penn State should get rid of Sandy.
I think Brian's setting you up here.
Yeah. I talk about walking into a trap. But I mean, if you're going to keep James Franklin, you got to keep Dwight Gault and vice versa. So you give Franklin the 10-year, I guess, and then you renew Dwight Gault each year for the next 10 years, and you go on with your day. You can honestly make the argument, Jim, that it's more important for the strength and conditioning coach sometimes than the head coach. So you could even make this argument to give Gault a 10-year contract, but I'll give it to James, Dwight the 1 year, and then, sorry, Sandy, but in this particular context, we'll let you go. But
Instead of saying she finishes last, let's say she finished third and gets the bronze medal.
There you go. That's fair. Good way to put it.
I got a feeling we're setting ourselves up for more questions like that.
Yes.
Though. So I think I'm going to create a new segment where we just do that.
Perfect. Let's do it.
And find 3 different folks. All right. Next up is let's go with David in Lancaster. The 2020 class is expected to be heavily made up of prospects in the local region, not state, region. However, Juwan Sider has proven his ability to pull guys from Florida. Are there any 2020 prospects from Florida that Sider has a strong relationship with?
You mean besides the one that's already committed?
Yes, so let's go beyond the one.
Let's start with him, Derek Wingo, of course, the 4-star linebacker. The 4-star linebacker out of Florida, longtime Penn State commit. You know, they get in with him on Christmas Day, so he's actually only been committed for about a month and a half now. Maybe long time's not the right word, but at any rate, Penn State sits pretty well with him. Outside of him, Jim, I mean, yeah, Penn State will certainly keep a really close watch on the 2020 class in Florida. But I don't know, and it feels more to me, quite honestly, like you'll see these guys pop up throughout the process as opposed to a whole bulk of them right in the beginning. 247 Sports has Penn State with 26 offers in the class of 2020 to Florida prospects. I mean, the biggest one I would watch at this point, aside from Wingo, is anyone that plays running back down there that he might have a good beat on. And there's not really anybody in that vein right now. You know, so we'll have to wait and see how things play out. But I don't have a name for you that I can say with, you know, conviction is the guy to really keep an eye on. Maybe Bryce Gowdy, rather, the wide receiver, Deerfield Beach. He might be the one that maybe stands out the most at this point. But I wouldn't say any of them necessarily really stand out right now.
I think the good news, though, is Juwan Sider has established that a pipeline. He can bring kids from Florida to Penn State. And it's a case where the more of them you bring in, the more of them you will bring in.
Right.
Once you establish that pipeline. So he's done a great job. All right. Speaking of pipelines from outside the area, Brian from Pittsburgh wants to know, with the pickup of Joseph Darkwa, do you think Penn State will continue to expand its footprint into Europe? How does Penn State find and evaluate talent overseas?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because it's not an easy thing to do, especially because there's questions all the time about the level of competition and things of that nature. So it's hard. I mean, it is no walk in the park, that's for sure. So you have to really know what you're doing, be careful to not fall into any, you know, quote unquote traps and get guys that you think have a lot of potential that don't end up with them. So, you know, ultimately, I think that Penn State has done a nice job to go get Darkwa in this cycle, and they'll always keep their ear to the ground for any other foreign players, whether it be from Canada or Germany or Australia or wherever, that could help the team. But I don't know if it's going to be a pipeline, so to speak. They do have one to Canada, though.
I was just going to say, this is a little new and strange from Germany. I'll tell you what, we got less than a minute to go, Greg. I'll tell you what, why don't we look to pick out our winner instead of trying to sneeze one?
It's easy. This is an easy. Some weeks it's really hard to pick a winner because we get so many good questions. And we had some good ones this week, but Jim, I think you would agree. The James Franklin, Sandy Barber, Dwight Gault, 10-year, 1-year fire question is by far today's winner.
That is Brian from Austin, Texas. You're right. That is a great, great question. Now, my last question to you real quick.
Yes.
We have got to have a segment where we ask the multiple of questions like that. What do we call it?
Oh, that's a good question. You put me on the spot and I wasn't ready for that one.
Well, you got about 10 seconds to answer.
Let's call that one looking at short-term, near-term, and long-term and see what we can get with that.
All right. Good enough. Thank you, Greg. That's it for our show for today. We'll see you all next time.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.